disappointing defeat, but on the day, clear full value for their victory.
Definitely, yeah. Clear were, you know, they seemed to be more up for us. They seemed to be quicker to the breaks. They were a bit more composed than us. And yeah, look, we knew it was going to be a massive challenge playing them. They'd come through, you know, a really tough campaign in Munster, and yeah, we were under no illusions what was ahead of us. And yeah, they were a bit better than us on the day. But look, they're a fantastic group of players that we have in there, and I think hopefully they'll learn from this. I mean, I suppose we came through Leinster winning comfortable games, comfortably enough, and this was probably the big test for them today. And you know, probably just took us a while maybe, and it was a little bit of a shock to the system, I'd say, in some regards, you know.
And you got, I suppose, two goals in the first half. Obviously Jason got a goal early on, but they responded to that. Then Cullen got a goal, they responded to that as well, and probably had a couple of wides as well in that first half that maybe would have put you maybe four or five in front instead of the two or three at the time.
We started okay, but you know, again, we just seemed to be a bit jittery on the ball, and we were kind of making the wrong decisions. And but look, this is the test for these guys. It was a final. There was a big crowd there. As I said, you're playing a really good team, and you know, these guys have to figure this out as well as they go forward. And you know, for 20s, when they're 20s next year, and going back to their clubs now for the rest of the year. But it's a learning curve for these guys, and hopefully what they've experienced this year. Throughout that Leinster campaign, the semi-final, and today, seven matches, albeit not going to plan today, hopefully they'll have got a lot from that.
And we were saying as well, Andre, it was a fantastic campaign in many ways, in the sense that you got into the Leinster Championship for the first time, won it, got loads of games, and I suppose from a Galway viewpoint, that's really a positive for their own development.
It was a hugely enjoyable campaign with the lads. And you see, look, they're going to be disappointed today. They'll be disappointed for a few hours this evening, but they're young lads. They'll bounce back from stuff like this. I suppose myself and the management probably take this more to heart, I suppose, than young lads. They're resilient, like, so they won't dwell on it for too long. But hopefully they'll learn from the experience of that, you know, that playing in that arena today, I suppose, with the crowd that was there for that second half and the noise. And, you know, and when you are on the sideline, you know yourself, like, when the crowds are like that, it's very hard to get messages. So they have to learn, you know, they need to figure out a certain amount of stuff themselves. But look, I can't praise them enough, and their parents, for the commitment they've given since, I think it was in last September, we went into the gym in Claren Bridge and onto a pitch in January. So the effort they've given over the last, was that nearly 8 or 9 months, I suppose, at this stage, has been fantastic. Like, and look at, they're brilliant young men. They're a credit to their families and their clubs. And look at, we'll see a lot more of these guys over the years to come.
And I suppose that's the important thing. Obviously, we've won minor titles in the past. We won four in a row. Didn't go on to win an All-Ireland under 20 title. So the most important thing is to get these guys up to the level to be able to play at that level in 2 years' time, in 3 years' time.
It is, and that has to be the next step for these guys. Like, there's some hugely talented players there that will make the step up to under 20 probably next year.
Yeah.
And for more of them, it'll probably be 2 years' time. Like, but ultimately, we want to get them to somewhere. And you know, as a county, I suppose, with yourself, Gordon, all the lads in the academies, to keep getting players of this standard that can compete, you know, in Ireland finals and hopefully win a few here and there, but ultimately try and get them to senior as fast as we can.
Finally, a word on Clare. Obviously, they were fantastic today, and they've had a brilliant campaign as well, winning their second title.
Yeah, they were fully deserved winners today. The much better team on the day, to be fair to them. They're well organised. They were very physical, they were very aggressive, so they were on the breaking ball, and yeah, look, they were well-deserved winners today.
Well, hard luck today, and thanks for the great enjoyment you've given the Galway hurling public with this minor team over the past year.
Yeah, and thanks yourself, Niall, and to the lads of Galway, the you know, the coverage and the exposure that I suppose the group have been given, you know, all year by yourselves, it has been brilliant. Like, and again, it's, you know, it's testament to yourselves, so thanks to yourselves.